Thank you very much. Thank you all for your patience, your eagerness to stay until the end at this eternal conference, as our friends call it. So it lasts almost 24 hours, a little bit, a little less. So we have said so many interesting things, so many interesting people participated, very known, unknown to each other, friends, close friends, all kind of people, with all the religions, all the nations, all the continents, all the civilizations, and that is really great. I think that was an event. And I totally support suggestion of Lorenzo Pacini to create a kind of center, international center of multipolar studies. And as well, I would like to, at the end of our conference, to express the vision that was born today during this long day, and very charged with the meaning and the concepts and the theories and the thought. So I suggest to create a kind of platforms for multipolar world. For example, Eastern Asian platform, Western Asian platform, African platform, Eurasian platform, European platform, African, Latin American, North American platform. And in this platform, start to invite the people. As today, we have seen almost all types of activists, human rights activists, liberals who have really enough of the new perversion and that could not recognize their ideals in the globalist agenda, white, African, Asian, Russian, Eurasian, of all type or anthropological type, including First Nation of Australia. So we have seen almost everybody, people with the convention much more to the left, the other much more to the right, some between. So there are people who have a kind of hostility to the other people, but they came to us, they have spoken and the same in the same territory, and they tried to keep calm and not to be too aggressive. And I think we have managed to make the main goal of our conference to overcome existing line that divide us, and we have become new feeling what means to be us, to be humanity, to be different, to have problem, maybe serious problem, but we are always on one side. On the other side, they are them, and they are globalists, they are unipolarists, they try to save unsavable. They try to save their hegemony at any price. That is very risky, very dangerous, and we stay together, all of us, on this, and we are humanity. We are humanity of Asia. We are humanity of new continent of the future of Africa. We are humanity of Latin America. We are humanity of Eurasia. But we are humanity of the Europe. What is human in Europe? It is us. What is human in the United States? It is Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump and Tulsi Gabbard and the left and right, who is against the swamp, against the agenda of globalists. And they are part of humanity. And there is the small, relatively small group of totally maniac, crazy people with totally totalitarian vision of the present, of the future, of the past, that try to impose on us their agenda. They are absolute minority in many senses, and we should see each other. We should to be certain, to be sure, and that. So we can solve many problems working together. We can overcome many conflicts if we put them aside. They are the problem. So they create a problem everywhere they come. So they are globalists. They are partisans of unipolarity. Their agenda is very clear. They are those who impose on us all the so-called values of perversion, of dissolution of human identity and essence, because they attack today the essence as philosophical concept. They try to replace the man by something post-human, and they are serious in that, and they kill, they attack, they organize wars, and they provoke bloodshed whenever they come. So I think that our slogan is totally correct. Humanity, that's us, not them. We don't want to dehumanize the West. We try to identify the real nature of some portion of the Western elite, and that is not the same as the West. The West is with us. The West is part of us, of humanity, and not something extraterrestrial. This elite is something totally strange to humankind, because that is the illness, the globalism, unipolarity, and absence of any measure as the main scene for Greek absence of measure. So that are they, and we are multipolarity. It is a culture with measure, where that could stop when it think that we rather stop or proceed when it is normal to proceed. We should be very careful to the being. We should be very careful to relations between existence to being. It is subtle things, but they form our essence, our identities, our culture. And I suggest to continue multipolar movement, multipolar tendency, multipolar project on the platform, enlarging more and more those who share with us our convictions, our principles. And today, Iranian participated in our conference has said, oh, how many people think like me? How many? I never knew not one of them. They are totally new for all the day people speaking, and I don't know anybody here, and they share my vision. So that is a great discovery, great mystical manifestation of the of how close we are through the continents, through the cultures, through the languages. So I suggest to promote multipolarity as idea, more than just strategical momentum, not unipolar moment, multipolar moment, not. That is not that. Multipolarity is not the moment. It is not just the relations between some political structures in this in the course of the history. There is something more than multipolarity. There is idea, there is mission, there is a kind of spiritual content, and that was as well mentioned by some speakers today. So thank you very much, and I think that is that was event, and that it is beginning, and the beginning will bring us results. But sometime intention to do something good and just and high and profound and sincere with all our soul and heart is enough. So results will follow, but our intention, good intention of the people of the world to save the human dimension, spiritual dimension, deep dimension of our being is valuable in itself. Thank you very much, and I absolutely sure we stay together.